this dear friend a neighborhood party.
Right on. Well, the old guy that came in with the old busted up fucking cartridge.
Oh, that
and
guy.
We're like, you probably shouldn't smoke that. You know?
I fucking forgot about that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Because he... Okay, so... I know we're not on the show, but like this, we'll do... You know what? This will be like a nice little story for while you're doing that, and then we'll start the show. Okay. So this old guy comes in, and... As he's in line, as he comes to the age gate, I'm letting him in. He's got a cart in his front pocket. He's got a cart in his inside pocket. And he pulls it out and he goes, I need a new cart. This one's broken. I go, yep. He goes, so, and then he tells me some story about it being broken. And then, we get him a new cart. And then he looks and he's like, I'm just going to duct tape it. Or I'm going to put tape on it and keep smoking it. It's like, buddy. I don't think you should do that. Like, if there's probably shards of glass. Like, you know, yeah. It's like, you can't inhale that. I'm like, all right. Did you... Oh.
It's like, dude.
Work at an asbestos manufacturer for a long time or what? Dude, I couldn't believe he said that.
You say it doesn't matter. It's like, at this point, who gives a fuck? It's like, and okay, to be fair, sure.
Like, he was in his probably, like, 80s.
Yeah, he's...
looked it anyway.
Older guy.
Right? Yeah. So, like, that's, like, the theory of, like, I'd do all the drugs. You know?
Right.
Like,
just give me whatever.
Yeah.
Inhaled every type of dust.
Yeah, right.
Every type of remnant.
Do you know how long I've been drywalling? All right, yeah. Yep. Okay, are we ready for this?
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to take the introductory hit? It is your marijuana.
Either or. We can just get her going and see
All right. What
happens.
Clickety-clackety.
It's still on, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still going.
Open. Doing the same. I'm hoping in the open.
Yeah, doing a little bit of that.
We're doping.
Doping in the open?
I would say, based on the last podcast, this was like a... here, I'll flip it. Thanks. You just hit it.
Sure thing.
This is like, what do you call it? Oh, fuck, I forgot the thought. It doesn't matter.
Forgot the thought? How'd you think the thought?
Dude. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni. And this is Tyler Neely.
Nope. Oh boy.
That didn't look like a lot, but I could taste it all.
Yeah, dude. Citrus bite. That was a big old citrus bite.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, good. No, we can pop her down. I think she's good right now.
And welcome back to Thoughts Off the Stem. Thank you for joining us again on your Friday at 4:20.
Clippy clap.
I did do the clippy clap.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude, you're high.
Dude, what?
Yeah, I did it while
did it
you
just
were
run
flipping
this?
It. Yeah.
Carry on.
You'll see when you watch it back.
Okay.
I did it. As soon as you flipped it, so instead of, I just like pretended. And it was like, ooh, clickow. And you were exhaling and going like, okay. And then, yay.
Like it just ended. And I said, do the clippy clap. All right. Yep. I'm high.
It did. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, so thank you for joining us, your friendly neighborhood potheads. On Friday at 4:20 to start off your weekend right. That's as right. You can see, we're already a little crispy. Yeah,
as it goes.
This is the second sesh we're shooting today. Yeah. I have no shame. Fuck
the
it.
First one, like, decent. If you watch the first one,
yeah,
you'll understand the entirety of this energy right now.
You watched last week's sesh-isode, this happens after.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we just smoked a couple...
The future.
Right? Nice blunts and everything, and... Now we're trying to figure out how to, I don't know, stay coherent.
Yeah.
And
we can get through it.
I think so.
We can say some things.
I know.
We'll say some things.
Like, also, that's not, it doesn't bode well when we're like, do the clappy. Like, we're past that, man.
Yeah, that was a total, again, I switched channels. I'm back now.
I was just going to say, it's like, you know, the 3-second delay.
Yeah.
At award shows or 5, whatever it is, where it's like, in case he says some shit that we shouldn't, you know, like, that's what's happening now. Wait, did we? Oh, yeah. All right, cool. So good, because I...
Tune into Oprah tonight, 7:30. Now back to your original program.
So, oh, yep, no, sorry, go ahead. No, nothing. That's okay.
I just noticed what we have to carry on.
Okay. So, this week we're continuing the blunt smokage, and obviously the student glass smokage. So what we did in the student glass, you know what, I don't think last week, no we did, never mind. this week we did, 1964 Gelato 41.
Yep.
Really nice hybrid, super tasty. That's what we just did in the student glass. So if we get a little lost in some of our thoughts, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
It gives you that, whoa.
This one's a good show because cured resin,
mm-hmm.
87, the terpenes are 9.3. Bit of CBD in there as well, almost a little bit going on.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. This one's a really nice hybrid. I'm pretty sure, I feel like farnesene is pretty present in this one too.
That would make sense.
I feel like it was
close. I can't remember anything about it right now.
But yeah, anything that's got a good note of farnesene in there, I'm on it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hybrids are your thing, right?
Like, yeah.
That's where you're... Because every hybrid I've smoked since I started at the shop has been your recommendation.
Yeah.
So for sure.
Because like I get, like, yeah, sometimes you need an indica to just put you down, you know,
yep.
Just fucking mellow right the fuck out. Or that little pick-me-up when you want to have giggle towns, right? But just finding that healthy... You know, I'm just in a good mood.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. You've got, yeah. Jesus, Justin. Well, that's a hell of a way to go, guy talking over there.
See, the Gelato 41, and you smacked yourself with the...
Dude, that was such a
big hit. Like... That's what's going on there.
It's the Shred X...
X.
Goat.
X.
Sorry. I love doing monster truck stuff. Have you tried? Shred XXX. It will make you feel great. Call your mother.
Now a tropic punch.
This is what THCV does in the Shred X Go Time, whatever.
Yeah,
it's dude, not it tastes lying. Like candy.
The flavor on it
gets me so high.
I have to say, like I was saying, I think I was saying that outside, but the flavor on it, it's the fake flavor, but it's not an off-putting flavor. Like, yeah. It's very notably the gummies. Like, it's the same flavor going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, they nailed it.
Yeah, they hit it on the button for sure. And THCV at 30%, that's...
Dude, it makes...
What's hitting your cranium there?
Yeah, what it does for me is it makes me, like, giddy and talkative, and it brings me up. But there is a crash after. Like, later on after this, by, you know, a couple hours from now, I'll be just like,
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll be lucky if my head hits the back of the couch. I'll just, like, liquefy over it.
It's like every cell in your body is just like, yes!
Yeah.
And then there's a down at some point.
Like, this is what they gave Jim Carrey in Yes Man. Or Yes Man. Like, here you go, dude. Just say yes to everything. I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So, yeah. So, no. But all of this, like you're saying with the, you know, shop stuff and everything, leads us to, like, not shop stuff. Well, yeah. You mentioned the shop, right?
Shop stuff, maybe.
Am I conflating two conversations right now?
We've talked a bit.
We've literally been talking.
I don't know when the recording began.
No.
Well, I do, because it was before the clapper. It's before the clappy clap. The clap times. I know that. It's okay. I'm getting there.
Okay. Oh my god, I was laughing too hard, I couldn't swallow the fucking water. Got it.
What was it that I got you with today, when I came back?
Fucking ketchup. So I'm sitting in the back, and I'm eating a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. So not a big burger, but it was like late in the day, it was like 2:30 in the afternoon, and we realized I hadn't eaten. I'm like, I'm starving. Yeah. So I go get burgers and like whatever, And I'm sitting there, I bite it, and Tyler comes back and makes this sound at my dog that it's like, I don't know. But I was trying to eat the burger, and it made me laugh, but there was a really big, like, portion yep. of ketchup on whatever that was, that bite that I took.
I'm sorry, I almost killed you for comedy.
Yeah, the whole inhale was like vinegar. It was like...
No, fuck.
But I couldn't open my mouth, and I couldn't let it go back, because I'm like, I'm screwed both ways. Like, yeah. If I swallow it, I choke and die.
I didn't know this at the time, because I just, like, you know... exit stage right the entire way to yeah. where I go and do some paperwork. So I'm just walking past Justin and the dog and just, yeah, I make weird sounds at animals because it entertains me. Nothing aggressive. It's always just very odd. Yeah. I can't recreate one because a dog's presence needs to evoke the sound. But yeah, I do it a lot. And it threw Justin for a loop and apparently almost choked and died.
Which I should have been prepared for. Because earlier in the day, no, yesterday, we were sitting there, I was eating lunch, and I go, what do you think a giraffe sounds like? And you fucking nailed it. He made this sound, like, without hesitation.
Okay. That's a good example.
I'm not even going to make, like, I'm not going to ask you to try to do it, because it was one of those things where in the moment, you know when you're fucking around with your friends, and you're just like, hey, man, and the guy, like, and then they answer with, like, a... You know, you're like, oh, tell me a bit, and you're whatever, right? Yeah. Yeah. And I did that to Tyler, and I turn and I look at him and I go, hey, man, what do you think a giraffe sounds like? You fucking bam, right on, okay? We then, this is how I know it was right on, because we Googled it, bitches.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor and just really quickly, it'll be probably the first thing that pops up, because if you're lucky like we are, just giraffe sounds. And the first video on YouTube, that's what came out of me.
Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. We're not, if you, whatever that, you want to know what sound he sounded like, that's the sound. The first that was Google thing.
And giraffe I did not sound. Know. That was not from, I mean, probably ancient knowledge, but I did not know as it stood.
No, that's built in you. You got trampled to death by a giraffe. That's what happened to
that
you.
Has to be it. That has to be it. Something goes back.
Since you like to call out what happens to me all the time.
So we're down the line. I got trampled by a giraffe. That's why I'm an awkward, gangly, tall thing now. I got trampled to death by a giraffe. And I got...
Oh, fuck. Okay, to get that one, you have to watch last week's episode.
The last one. Fucking A.
And it will all make sense. That's right. Now I'm making tie-in podcasts, bitches. Watch out.
That's right.
I'm multiverse. Also saying bitches a lot. It's a new thing.
Well, when you hold a pipe.
I know. Well, no, you're supposed to sound proper.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a guy with a pipe being like, the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck are you talking like that? Go suck your dick, bitch. Like, that's right. I said suck your dick. I don't want you sucking mine. I like my dick.
With a pipe. Correct.
What are you talking about? I don't know. That's my excuse for everything. But also, that's every stand-up comedian's excuse for everything.
Right.
Listen, why not?
We're just saying things.
But no, I totally, like, I hate to say this, but, like, I buy into 100% words are words.
Mm.
If, like... I understand how you can be offended by words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, in the grand scheme of things, words should not devastatingly cripple you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You should be able to take
let
a joke.
Let it roll off, yeah.
Yeah. Because this is what I'm leading into, okay? Because when you manage a pot shop, or anything, it doesn't matter what it is, you have different types of employees. Right? And one of the consistencies, much like middle-aged dudes hating to be ID'd, okay? There are quite a few people out there that when they work, because that's the only time you really, like, in the day, in the weekday, if you're a grown-up, see people is when they're at work, right?
Right.
So, like, what am I trying to say? Because I totally just lost my... Hold on.
Re-up.
Well, that was a pretty big one, too. That tastes so fucking good. What I'm trying to say is, there was something about negativity, sure, and people at work.
Yeah, that was in there.
And why? I had a whole thing. It was mapped out so well in my head. Man. Do you remember when I said to you the other day, how to stand up? Like, I have constant thoughts going through my brain.
Yep.
Right? I mean, everybody does, but like, when I'm... I hope. But when I'm hyper, I'm like... Congratulations on being a human being.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Shit.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that was good.
Carry on.
Welcome.
Okay. I just didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. So that probably needs to happen. I don't know what I was saying. That was too good.
Thoughts running through my head.
Like, comedians and people write all this stuff down that, you know, and they refine a joke and all this shit.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So, like, I had this whole thing in my head mapped out, and this is the epitome of what I was saying to you the other day. I'm taking a break from the, you know, employee talk thing for a second, because this is important.
That's all right.
I think. At least to me it is right now.
No, go ahead.
And it's my show, so.
That's right.
I'll do what I want. Anyway. I love how giddy this makes me.
It is nice that way, honestly.
Yeah.
It's got good taste.
Like, I feel like I'm waiting for Santa Claus again. Where do I get? Where's my presents? I'm not going to bed. No.
With your little pipe.
No fucking
clue. I'm not going to bed.
Right?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Shit. I went too far off track. Oh, yeah.
No worries.
So if you're a comedian, like, you're walking around and, like, finding stuff, like, watching stuff in the day and, like, thinking of things to talk about that are funny, right?
Right.
I think about stuff like that, too. But I have no wherewithal, good luck. Wherewithal to, like, write it down. And honestly, it would take me so long to write it down that, like, why not just find the first person and say it to them and be like, haha, that guy laughed, it's funny, you know? I get you have to create this whole act and everything, but, like, this thing I had mapped out in my head was going to take us around to what we were actually going to talk about in a very creative and awesome way, and I totally flubbed it. But we were going to talk about what makes a good... I was going to say bud tender, because there's certain aspects of this that I want to, like, be specific about specifically being a bud tender.
That's fair.
But Tyler has some points on just being a good worker.
Yeah.
Is that what we said?
Just at least within... Yeah.
Right?
Within our world.
And, like, yeah, much. Within retail, within cannabis retail, whatever. But, like, there's not just the bud tending part that there should be emphasis on. And there's not just the whatever. That's workers. What we expect. This is now a PowerPoint presentation from 1998.
Please refer to my charts.
Click.
Back to work.
Pesos. Well, that took a turn. Okay, so what we were going to talk about was that, but... I don't remember. This is starting to get to me. You know what it was? It's effort. No, you know what? I need a blunt. Okay, so I have a certain expectation of... And this isn't necessarily just from, like, a managerial perspective. It's from the perspective of somebody that frequents a pot shop.
Just... Period. Understands,
right,
the function,
yeah, and expects
of what we do,
and expects, like, a certain level of commitment to your job.
Okay, yeah.
So
well, I think, because, like, in our realm, like, everybody's interested at where they work. It happens to be retail, mm-hmm, but it's in a field of interest, you know. Yeah. It's a hobby. It's you know, been a go-to.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a lot to pretty much everybody we work with in one capacity or another.
Yeah. And right? There's, well, like, I don't, what am I trying, you know what I'm stuck on? I'm stuck on my brilliant idea of how to get there that has totally whitewashed getting there.
Gotcha. I know that trail. That old
dusty trail. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, so just like we shit all over fucking BOMP22. Even like we've shat all over customers that come in and are like, hey, this and that, right? But there is an opposite to that too.
Yes.
Like you come into a pot shop, you should expect a few things. As a customer, as a manager, you should also have an expectation of some of your employees because your employees are representing an industry that has had such a negative connotation towards that it still does to a lot of people, which is surprising to me.
Yeah.
You know, you think especially in Canada it would be a little bit more lenient and mainstreamy.
Sure.
But there's still quite a bit of like pushback against it, I guess you could say, or dislike of it. But when you run a pot shop, when you're a bud tender, when you're an employee of a pot shop, you, in my opinion, have an obligation to represent yourself a certain way.
Yeah.
Right? And you shouldn't, in my opinion, my humble opinion, which is nothing humble about it, it's just forcefully shoved in your face. You should, as a bud tender, know your shit.
Yeah.
So, like, anybody that comes into a pot, and I understand a learning curve and somebody new to it, I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the things that Tyler and I think, take pride in is the fact that everybody at our shop learns from each other.
Yeah.
And there's a consistent go-around of, like,
wealth of information.
A steady flow of knowledge like a river.
Yeah.
Following the universe of pot in our store. So, not even universe. The earth of pot in our store.
We're like a lazy river with like the nice little inflatable dinghies. And we're just cruising.
Yeah, you do more talking. I do like
that. Have you lit your blind?
No. I'm talking too much about nonsense.
I'm keeping you from your blind. I kick-started ahead of you because I was holding it and I just ADD'd it.
I do not blame you. I was looking at it. Is he on repeater?
Yes.
That's when I think life is a sim. When you're on repeat? When I say shit like that. Like, I was looking at it.
Who said the other one?
Yep. You know? So yeah, so as a customer, when I walk into a pot shop, I expect not simulation. I expect real person interaction. Somebody that knows their shit.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't have to be the most knowledgeable, but you have to be, you know, what's the word for it?
Like, you can have an area of expertise, but as long
as you have to know some things.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, you took the can cell, right?
Yeah, you can't not know nothing.
That's right.
Right? Yeah,
you took the can cell, and then further modulation through the shop.
Yep.
And so you got to know a thing or two, right? If you're paying attention, you know, not just hoping for the best. And
well, that's the thing with stuff like that. Like the, let's be honest.
The modules are not the best thing to go on. It's just some base things to like get in into your brain. I know it's tedious,
but it's also repetitive. So like everything that's in the cancel that you have to get is the same shit that's in your modules.
Yeah.
So the point is that they're giving you this twice so that even the person that, let's say, doesn't smoke weed or doesn't have anything to do with weed, you know, is like, oh, I wouldn't mind working there, or I have to get a job.
They're at least knowledgeable on the sale of, you know, just upgrading from being a florist.
Exactly. Yeah. They understand like
the challenge.
Bare basics. Like, you can't tell anybody, don't tell anybody this is good because this is the high. Don't ever say those words. But, yeah, no. So, within our shop, that's one of the things that I think we take great pride in is that the people that we have there are dedicated to learning about it, even if they don't care about it the way that you and I do.
Yeah.
Right? So I think as a customer, that's what you're really looking for more often than not when you walk in, is somebody that gives a shit and really understands what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And just like customers that come in and don't want to show you their ID or want to argue with you over fucking policy.
Yeah.
You know, that getting to a bud tender like that, having a bud tender that's like, oh, adamant about something that they really don't understand, fucks up your whole experience. Right. And very quickly.
Yeah. Like it is actually like, it's so much easier to sell something if you care about it, you know, in like, you know, just greeting everybody the same, fresh start every time you're having a conversation with a human being.
Yep.
What are you going to bring them to help them out with the rest of their day?
Yeah, you have to come at it without, like, as a young kid, I never really thought about it, but when people were like, you know, oh, you got to bring or leave your home shit at home.
Right.
Like, leave that shit at the door, you know?
Yeah.
I never really understood that until I got older, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what you do. And if you can't bring your shit to the door, like, if you can't bring your shit or you can't leave your shit at the door, you're going to either fail or you're going to figure out a way to work around whatever it is that, you know, you're trying to do. Like, if it's a work thing, you're going to figure out a way to take your kids to school and get to work and do this or do that.
Right.
The difference is, as you get older, you start to realize, like, oh, when I get hired, these are things that I should be saying as, like, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you work with that?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that a lot of people that come into, like, retail environments, or especially young people, and especially the industry that we're in, I think a lot of people, what they do is they think of it from the party side. You know, oh, I can work at a pot shop, get some pretty good, decently, you know, reduced
weed. I'll get a discount.
Yeah, exactly, you know. I'll be my buddy's dealer.
Yeah, you know? Right? Like, yeah. All my friends will come there, and I'll get them the best deal. And...
yeah, which translates to, I don't give a fuck about anything as long as I can buy my weed, you know?
Yeah, whole lot of that. But, like, on the flip side of that, when somebody does care, mm-hmm. and it's, I feel like I'm not crying. I just splashed water, man. Just ready with the drama.
Fuck, here I'm comes too high my, for the joke on
here
that
comes
one.
Miami. I'm ready.
You win the
just
war.
Just casually get the little.
It's just so great when
I am Rambo.
I am weed man. I love this.
But it is, it's great on the other side of it when they, like, they just do things without, you know, like, oh, I'm glad you thought of that. Like, they're actively thinking. They're actively willing to work. Because, you know, like, it's not rocket appliances here.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling appliance in many, many variations.
Right.
That is what we do. And it
what
helps
do you
people.
Do? I give people leads.
Yeah.
So, it's like I always say. I say we sell people fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're selling
happiness
fun,
in a bag, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever form. But like greeting people just because they're of the masses with, like, a bad attitude right at the bat, you know?
Yeah.
It's...
well, it puts a stain. It puts a stain on the industry because people already view it in a certain way. And then if you're met with somebody that's giving you, like, attitude or whatever back. Like, don't get me wrong. There is a point where... I personally believe, like, you don't have to put up with people telling you to fuck off, swearing at you, calling you names, things like that. Like, whoever's doing that shit, you're out.
Yeah.
I don't want your money. I don't care. You know? Like,
incredibly
our bosses unneeded. Might fucking disagree with that, but, like, I personally, you can suspend me for the day for doing that. I don't give a shit. Yeah. You know? Like,
who
you're not going
to deal with
me,
that kind
right?
of person, you know?
It's not right that people can walk up to people and just tell them, think that they could say whatever they want and still get served. Like, no. No. Not in our shop. We like, you know, we're selling happiness. Be happy. And it goes the same way on the other side of that. We also have to provide happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to come to every interaction, even if they're difficult.
Yeah.
On the side of, I'm going to have fun with this. Right? So, like, even in times where you and I have had to kind of go back with customers...
yeah.
There's kind of a point where it's still, like, if you were watching it third party, it's still kind of funny. You know what I mean? It never gets oh my God, is a fight going to happen?
Yeah.
If
we had some audio on our playbacks,
mm-hmm.
that would be hilarious sometimes. Yeah. I'd be, like, a little worried at some things, but a lot of it would be hilarious.
Most of it would be funny.
Yeah.
like, one guy came in the morning. And I was having none of it. We'd had a whole week of people being at the door. First thing. And I'm not talking like, we don't open at noon. We're open at regular business hours.
That's right.
Okay. So, like, this is very early in the morning. And I remember this one week we had a string of people, customers, that kept coming in and giving us tips on getting in early so we could do certain things faster so that they could get their weed, as if we were just robots to deliver them things.
Yeah.
Not thinking that, oh, maybe we had things that slowed us down today. You know, maybe something, whatever. There's just no...
Shit happens.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I'm like, sorry, like...
My Uber was late. The bus actually crashed. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I had a delay.
Yeah.
It is 9:02.
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah. That's the thing. It doesn't go past, like, 9:03, 9:04. It just, like...
Right.
You know, a quick delay can happen. Yeah. I didn't get this thing out in time, so, like, hold off, you know?
Well, like, not only that, though. Even if you, like, those little things, sure, those are annoying. But then you apply that to the idea that that person is telling you, hey, like, I was ready. Where are you? And there's no thought of, like... Hey, man, is everything good?
Like, right.
You know?
Yeah, no concern like, for, like, why are you opening late? Yeah. Like,
what you should do, you should wake up earlier and, like, get a motorcycle or something. But get here earlier because I need to be here now to get that. Not,
yeah.
Hey, you're normally open on time. What happened? Are you all right? Is everything okay?
Mind like, you, this is the person that's pulling on the door at 8:59.
Yeah, the zombies.
Right? Yeah, like... Like I love when they tug and then there's that split second then they tug again. It's like, do you think it's gonna like magically? Oh, it just didn't click.
Yeah.
The first time, it's just you know, need to make sure. No, yeah, for sure.
It's now locked. It is.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't know. They got 32 seconds. It's
are these hinges steel? I don't know. I can't get it to move. But yeah, but on the opposite side of that, you have these customers that demand and expect what they want, their needs to be met regardless, right? You also get employees that look at that same customer and expect something different regardless.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I think customers forget that, I've said it before, that you're talking to a person. Mm-hmm. So yes, the idea of customer service is that you get good service.
Yeah.
That your needs are met, that you're met with a happy face and like a smile and a good attitude, that your interaction is pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, provided that you come into that interaction pleasant as well.
Yeah.
You know, and because my justification for like if I kick somebody out or if I'm sarcastic with someone, my justification is you have done worse to me now because you've literally called me a name or told me I'm an idiot or this or that.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. You're out. Go away.
Yeah, we don't instigate. We just...
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that can't learn that on our side of it. You know, there's a lot of customers that don't learn it too. But there's a lot of employees, you know, just anywhere that I've been. It doesn't matter. That don't get... Tone means a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you're not happy at doing something or somebody like, okay.
Having a bad day.
Yeah, I'll give you a good example. Actually, I think I said it on the last one, but it was the day, remember the guy that came in and he had said something in Arabic to me.
Mm.
And he was like, "Do you know what that is?" And I was like, "No," but I was trying to be polite, so I was just like, "Oh, yeah, whatever, you know?" And he's like, "Oh, you know what that means?" And I'm like, "No." And then he goes, "Oh, yeah, you from so-and-so, and like, oh, you probably only have white friends, right?" Like,
man,
you know, like, I know that doesn't sound like much, but that's like a fucked up racist comment. Like, think about that, you know? Like, if a white guy said that to a anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
You know? Like, the people would be like, "Why would you say that to him?" You know, but because this Arabic guy says something in Arabic that I don't understand, he's like, "Oh, you must only have white friends." That's racist. You don't know me. Yeah. Like, you have no idea, you know?
Right.
So, like, you get that kind, even in that case, I could have said some sarcastic bullshit to him. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, "Okay, dude," you know, because the situation itself, that's what it called for. Yeah. If you give that guy any more energy, he's always going to come in and say some fucking bullshit. If you take the fucking air out of the tire and just be like, "I'm not doing it." Well, there goes the lights. Yeah. If you go, oh, I'm not doing it.
I'm like, that's a great metaphor, but no, the lights actually went out.
Thank you, lights. That was what I meant. No. But yeah, like, you know, you take the air out of his tire and like, he's not going to come in like that anymore. He's going to get the picture.
Yeah.
Like the second time he came in and he's like, oh, you know, how's this vape card? I'm like, whatever, man. Just, I don't say these things. That's just my attitude as I'm depicting it. It's like, you know, dude, I don't, yeah. You know, this one's good. And I'll list off a few that are good. And I'll be like, one of those. And then he'll try to buddy-buddy me. And I just don't give him anything. I'm like, so yeah. Which vape card? You know?
Yeah. It's funny because like everybody, especially when we're working, because we just... We greet everybody with, mm-hmm. like, the positivity. You're like, hey, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
Yep.
And me, every time, she's like, hey, how are we doing?
Yep.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a new interaction every single time. They're going to come in. They're going to filter through. Yep. They're going to go to their respective sections.
Yeah.
And we're eventually going to
And the best sale. Part is that we've discussed this. Those introductions that we do and the way that we do them are not for that person.
Yeah.
They're for us.
That's right.
Because, like, don't get me wrong. I love my job. I have the greatest time, like, 95% of the time.
Yeah.
But there's, like, that 5% where you're, you know, that range from, you know, oh, I don't, this is, like, tedious and annoying, kind of.
To wacky tacky.
To, yeah, what the fuck did I just witness, you know? But, like, for the most part, it's a really good time. But, yeah, you do get to a point. Where, what was I talking about? You said wacky tacky, and then I thought wacky taffy, and now I can only think about getting a chocolate bar.
Damn. That
That's what happens like when you get time. High, folks. If you haven't seen this, and you haven't smoked weed, and you're like, what is it like to get high? You'd be like, yeah, you can have a serious discussion. Maybe. I don't know. When I watch back, I'll find out. But you could have a serious discussion, then be like, I thought about chocolate bars. I don't remember where I was going. Does anybody want to throw a kitten into the mix? I'm so high right now.
It's funny, though, because we talked before about doing one with two different highs, and this has been two different highs.
Well, you know what? We're creative as fuck, and we're really good at it.
Yeah, right?
Watch us more. You. Tell your friend. Make them tell a friend. Do it first by subscribing to the video. Podcast. To the podcast. It's not video. It's a podcast. It's a video podcast. This is awesome. Just subscribe.
It has.
Smoke all the joints with us. And let's do this. We know our shit.
Yeah.
And we know how, like, you know.
At least.
We know what we're doing.
At least 90% of what we say. No, I'd say. No, let's be generous. I'd say about 80 to 85% of what we say. We know. The rest. We're just.
That's out like in the ethers. It's admitting you're 15% liar.
No, not on the lying spectrum. Just on the shit I don't know that I'm still talking about, voicing aloud.
85% of the time I know what I'm talking about, 15% of the time. What? I don't know.
How long can I hold my attention span? That depends. Other things come into play.
Holy shit. But yeah, no, like, that's what you need. And you need a good group that understands communication. You need people... Yeah.
Working anywhere, just... If you just communicate shit, and shit gets done...
Yeah.
The less we all have to worry about.
Right.
It's simple as that,
and
right?
It's really easy. Like, what's a good example? Without being too specific about anything anywhere. So let's say you're on an island, okay? And there's three people on an island, right? And you have to work as a team because you're on an island and you have to survive.
Correct.
Right? So it's much like a job. You have to make it function. Mm-hmm. So you have to gather food, right? Well, if you have three people, you have to gather food, you have to make fire, and you need shelter, mm-hmm. right? Are all three of you going to do all three things?
Right.
That seems like a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Each person is going to do three different things to complete the tasks faster and get the island set up. So one person's going to build the house. One person's going to start the fire. One person's going to make bananas. Or find bananas.
Make bananas.
Hey, you don't know. Some people can make bananas, I'm sure.
Six.
Okay. Seven, five, so in a shop, it's the same concept, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you need X things to get done. You need to...
All the moving pieces.
Right? Some you need to price unison. This, you need to price that, whatever. Well, everybody doesn't gather on the one thing. Mm-hmm. You pass out the detail. Yep. But you make sure that it's very clear and concise. So, like, you wouldn't walk up to the banana guy and be like, hey, man, can you go find those apple things? They're not really apples. They're kind of like, and yellow. But, like, it's an apple, but not an apple.
You got to peel it.
You know? Like, you wouldn't do that to the banana guy. You'd be like, hey, man, have you ever seen a banana? He'd be like, I know bananas. He'd be like, can you go get some? You know? So you do that. You do the bananas, right? And then you go to the other two guys and you're like, hey, man, can you build a house? No, but I can build a fire. Well, thank you. Build. You know? Build, it's sir. The same thing.
Provide as, us warmth.
it's the same thing as trying to get that out of an employee. It's like, because too many people try to do, I know it sounds stupid and like simple, super simplified.
Just but picturing our staff on like that episode of The Office when they go to the beach, where he tries to make it Survivor.
Yeah. So the question then is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If all our staff, we got the weekend off, we got to do a team building exercise, but on the way to the team building exercise.
So keep in mind, this is our whole team. Our whole team is like 9 people.
Yeah.
So just for reference.
But I'm Rainbow, so I count as 12. So we're all going to whatever the team building thing was, but then we get stranded, we crash, we get stranded, and now it's for real. Like, we actually have to do it, right? So do you think,
which ones do we use for food?
No. No, I got my ketchup packets. I'm fine.
Smart. That's dangerous because I always have like a form of granola bar on me at all times. Oh, so you'd
die first because they'd all go out. I'd just wait and be like, yep, fatten up there.
He's got to sleep sometime.
I'm Rambo. I'll just make bacon later when you're all done.
At the shop, you're the manager. Out here,
yeah,
you ain't got much.
How is this team building? Well, the team knows I'll eat them. I feel like that means I get a lot of good things to myself. Yeah, so if we were all in that situation,
mm-hmm.
do you think that, okay, let's say it's an island, a deserted island, and we crash because apparently we have millions of dollars and we fly to like Turks and Caicos for a fucking team building exercise. But we end up on...
Well, you know, if it's needed.
Right?
Expansion and what...
Seems important to me. Whatnot. So we end up on a deserted island. All of us are there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just shop employees, right? And let's say we're stranded for 3 months. Do you think we make the 3 months?
Dude, 3 months? That's generous. That is generous. That's a stretch. I don't know. No. No,
it's not going to happen. You think we would die before 3 months?
Die?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like, hold on. Like perish or like at the hand? Because there's a difference. Like, would we not make it in terms of our teamwork? Or will the team
work lose its way? Out?
Yeah. That's the question. I mean,
I feel like
if I give them each 2 days off in a row.
You just go to that side of the forest.
And then come back. It'd be like a fresh start.
Hey, that's a good idea, actually.
Take a break in Paris?
Yeah. You'd be like, look, guys, no, not Paris. Not Paris. That's how scheming starts.
Yeah. You're just like, go mutiny over there.
Everybody has a section of sand.
Yeah.
That's where you stay. I know there's water over there, but that's Pam's.
Yeah.
If she wants to throw you some water, okay, I get it. But yeah, okay, no. I mean, so like, yeah, you don't think so, eh? You think we'd like mutiny ourselves?
Well, because you're just posing the question, right? Yeah, so, yeah. Like, would we perish or like at the
end? Yeah, like would we cave in or would we make it out of there? Would we band together and build the raft? You know what I mean?
Right. Would we collectively
yeah.
get ourselves out of the situation?
Yeah.
I think we could.
Well, now but you got
I don't think
thinking.
It would be... See, the thing is, I think we could. I don't think it would be 3 months.
You think it'd take like 9?
No.
Oh.
No.
You think faster?
Like, yeah. Dire circumstances, if we have to like pull together.
All I can think is because everyone else will be like, well, Justin... Shut the fuck up.
It's funny how quick we're to be like, no, we're not going to make it. But no, honestly, like, as a team, in, like, a short amount of time, if shit needs to get done, we're all that weak, because we know each other, right?
Yeah.
And we're not, like, we're not in, you know, 1812. So we can figure something out
no, I
between
think we
the nine of us to get that shit sorted.
I think we would actually do really well.
Yeah.
I think after the initial party. Cause like sure we crashed the plane, but like granted there's weed.
Guaranteed, that's
like,
true.
Right? You know,
somebody's
like
pen survived.
Everybody's like
somebody's gotta join.
It's the only flight where when you crash you have more weed than like snacks.
Yeah.
You know, like
we're gonna have to ration our edibles. Like yeah. Really ration them, guys.
Okay, one a day. I don't think that's enough nutritional value. Well, then go find a peacock.
And something you can strip and...
Yeah, no, I totally think...
on the Barbie.
I totally think we could, too. And I think that the way that I am over the course of a couple days, how much I know sometimes I think... Well, I don't know, but I think. I have this feeling that sometimes on order day, because I never shut up. Yeah. On order day, I'm just...
Yeah, we do.
Does it? Brinks comes in, I yap while that guy's there saying the dumbest shit.
They love it. That's how we broke the last guys down.
It's true. You
know, or in around.
I don't know. We got had them to come like around. Us.
There we go.
We made. Okay, there. So these guys are like generally gruffer dudes, right?
Yeah.
So like. This one guy before Brinks, it was a different company. Okay, first of all, I would like to say this, because he didn't get any credit, and I'm sorry, but I don't remember your name. We did introduce ourselves. But he ended up actually keeping... what?
Go ahead. Dwayne?
Maybe. I honestly don't remember.
Fair enough.
But he saved one of the trucks from burning.
Really?
Yeah. What? Apparently, so I don't know, I don't remember how, but somehow somebody either lit it on fire or it caught on fire underneath, and he ended up maintaining it, or either stopping it or maintaining it, definitely maintaining it, but I can't remember if he stopped it before the fire department got there, and so instead of the truck going up in flames and all the money being gone, he saved it.
Dang.
And he told me that story, and I was like, well, thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. And he goes, you know, you're okay. The only person that's ever said that in this situation.
Really?
I was like, what?
Dude.
Like, your boss wasn't even like, thank you, good job. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Man, that gets a handshake and a firm.
Right?
Well done.
But
you know?
The contrast to that is, he told me this after I got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he was like he came in, you know Chuck Liddell in his prime? Him with, like, maybe an extra, like, 30 pounds on the shoulders. Yeah. Okay?
And a vest.
Yeah, and had the mohawk and everything. This dude looked mean as fuck. All right? And I remember the first time I met him, was just, hey, mer, mer, and then they left.
Mm-hmm.
Very intimidating. And I said to, who was it? Nathan at the time. I go, I'm going to make that guy smile. And Nathan's like, I don't know, man. And I'm like, I'm going to make that guy smile. Now, here's how I did it. It was not on purpose. I got stuck having to do, not stuck. Well, actually, a couple times, yes. But I learned how to do deposits by getting stuck having to do the deposit.
Okay? Right. Oh, yes.
Because, like, you know, right. I was too new. at doing it, so I would forget and, like, whatever. I wasn't prepared. And it wasn't that I wasn't shown. Well, actually, there was a lot of stuff I wasn't shown. But it was happening all on, like, order day, so it was the busiest time, right?
Yep.
And I remember the first couple times I had to do it on my own, because the times I'd seen him before that, he was just, like, someone else had done it. He was coming in, going out.
Mm-hmm.
So this time he comes in, and I'm sitting at the desk. I'm like, fuck. The thing, he's like, yep. And I grab it, and I'm, like, struggling to get it done, right? And, like, he's, like, standing right at the edge of the desk. Like, he's, like, 9 feet tall, this dude, right?
Large
looking
man.
Down, like, you know, like, hurry up, peon. You know? And I feel like it. Just writing all these things out, trying to get all the stuff organized. Give it.
Yes, sir.
And then after that time, he goes, next time I come, I'll show you how to do that fast. And I was like, okay. I'm just going to go to the bathroom now. Right? So he goes off. And then, like, I don't know, a couple weeks go by, and there I am again, stuck with it, forgetting totally to do it. Because I only did it, like, once every couple weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd always forget. And so he comes in, he goes, not ready, huh? I go, no. But then I realize that these are, like, the first... No, actually, this is before... Oh, shit, this is before I got him to break. Okay, so that all happened after I got him to break. Man, he started touching me. I know, it was crazy. It went on for, like, 6 months. I'm not even kidding. It took me 6 months. So, yeah, sorry. He goes... He left the first time while he was still all stone-facey. And then... I fucked up a couple of the deposits without him talking to me. And then the one day, I was in the vault rearranging the bongs. That's what happened. I was rearranging the bongs, and you were at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes around the corner, and I heard you guys kind of, like, talking, and he, like, sounded a little softer. Mm-hmm. So I put my head around the corner, and I go, aren't you glad it wasn't me this time? And he just started laughing. And he goes, yep. And then after that, he showed me how to do all of the deposits. He's like, this is like, he taught me how to do it, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, and then he told me how the whole transfer of money works within their system. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, sure.
Like, then he opened right up. But, like, yeah, it took me... putting myself in a position where he could just fucking make fun of me and how stupid I was.
Wear him down.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that's funny. Okay, I like you. I can make fun of you.
Right, like, yeah.
Sure you can, Andre.
Yeah, right. It's just a stoner.
Fucking Andre the Giant. I'm 5'11". You're like 9 feet tall. Yeah. Like, you can do whatever you... I am an action figure to you.
Right. That's the thing. Like, once you're not a threat, they're just like, all right.
It's like the story I told you with the cops and the alarm system.
Yeah. Yep.
It takes that little bit of a breakdown. But yeah. But that's, like, those are other parts of the job that I think that some newer people, not at our place, but, like, newer people in general to, like, the workforce, when they're coming to a place like us, they're trying to get into a place where they can get, you know, a discount on weed. They can be, I think, sometimes, like, oh, it's cool to have that job.
Right,
that's what they want. They want the
it's the hip part-time job
that goes with it
to have.
Notoriety is not the right word, but yeah, your words.
Street cred. But yeah, it's just it's the hip, you know, part-time job to have. And I get it, of course. It's I love it. It's awesome.
Right.
But like,
yeah, you deal with everybody.
Just it's good to generally, if this is going to be your part-time job, at least for our little corner of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do the job, why not be good at it? So just so you have these general skills that make everything else easier, you know, like actually just giving a shit about the thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
you totally reminded me of what I was going to say at the beginning.
Look at that.
The problem with a lot of the young, well, everybody's young in the industry, but the youngest, newest people into the cannabis retail space.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they don't recognize shit. How did it go away already? fuck.
It's just, hold on, just give me a sec. I got this.
Just gotta let it.
A little hydration. A little THCV. Okay, what were we talking about? We were talking about in the workforce, the younger generation.
Yeah.
Doesn't really value the position that they're in. Yeah. The position that they're in is they're in a budding industry, especially like it's a changing time across the world. So the eyes that are on the industry should see a better delivery of what that industry has to offer. Mm-hmm. Meaning that you have to step up your professionalism. Sure, you can get away with some of the ways that you talk. You can use slang. You can put like crazy different, you know, you can say some crazy shit in a pot shop, but it's the way that you act. You can still say crazy shit and act professionally. And a lot of people, I think, forget the fact that they really are like the face of pot. So if you are in a retail store,
the average person, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be, because you're, sure, you have your regulars, but like the passerby is the person you always want to find new customers.
Yeah.
So you want to bring that person in with your knowledge, your the vibe of your shop and stuff like that. So really what you're doing is you're representing cannabis. Mm-hmm. So your job is to show everybody that says the negative shit the wrong thing. The opposite, making them wrong.
Right.
Right? So you want to come with even though I dress in shirts that say fucking just hit it, and like 420 bro, and you know, my life is dope and I do dope shit. Like,
yep.
I get that I wear childish things, but like, if you ask me a question about weed, I give you a professional answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I may use slang or whatever, but the overall concept is you're better educated than when you came in here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you needed, you got. We got to the point where, yeah, we know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And now you understand it, and now you're going to come back more because I understand my product, just like you do, and just like all the rest of our staff does. They do a great job of, like we said earlier, passing on that information, right? That's the key to any kind of successful cannabis brand, is showing that you can have fun, but also no shit.
Yeah.
Have like what I did right
done.
There.
Have fun and get shit done.
Exactly. Right? So, the younger you are trying to get into the industry, even if you just want to have, like, some spare weed, put yourself in the industry. Like, if you're going to work in a pot shop, don't just be there to make the money, to make some money and, like, take home some cheaper weed. Like, be there to experience the whole thing.
Yeah. To, you know? Like, do it to share your love of it with others.
Yeah, because it's really the history of weed, cannabis, is extensive.
Cannabis.
And the cool, like, here's the thing, okay? People are like, oh, weed makes you dumb and blah, blah, blah. Like, have you seen the shit that you can smoke weed out of? Yeah. You're telling me that weed makes you dumb.
Yeah.
I was at a place where a gentleman walked up to me with 3 cartridges in a handheld device that blew the weed in my face without a cord.
That's right.
Or AA batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Weed makes you dumb. Like, are you fucking kidding me? How do you think this student glass came about? You think some, like, dumb guy was like, look, this water bottle looks like... Hey, Frank, look what I just did.
Yeah.
Look at that. No, it comes from smart people getting high, being like, okay, I'm this high now. But if I wanted to get this high, how do I do it, you know?
Stoner innovation.
Mm-hmm. The amount of science and the amount of, like, curiosity, the amount of research, the amount of effort to, like,
build a base of knowledge that gives you a wide variety of product. Do you know how hard that is? It's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of hours put into, fuck smoking it and telling you about it. That's obviously, like, that's the easiest part.
Yeah.
But putting that shit together, those guys, like, they're not dumb people, man.
That's right.
You know? So, I think a good thing to take away in general from this session, so, unless you have something you want to add.
I'm cool as a cucumber, bro.
Can't feed my dog carrots. She's a carnivore. Don't fly your birds near my dog. No, I can, but she won't eat them.
Oh, she's not carrots either, eh?
You know where that came from?
Left field.
Yeah, shit. yeah, no. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember.
Wrapping up.
Yeah, it was wrapping up. What, right? So if you're going to take anything from, like, this episode, I think if you're thinking about getting into the industry in any capacity, it would best serve you and probably your contribution to the community. Because whether you like it or not, if you're in it, you're contributing to it. Doesn't matter what community it is, that's what you're doing. Yeah. To take that step to tell yourself that, like, hey, I'm here. This is what I'm doing right now. You know? And put some focus in it and some effort into it so that you're not just standing behind a counter, getting people a bouquet and saying, have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give them a little, you got to give, you're not your average florist. You're somebody that can help people, can educate people, can bring new people into it, provided that you understand the right things. You learn how to, you know, put your kind of bullshit aside. Mm. That kind of goes for both. Customers and employees.
On both fronts. On all fronts. Just, you know, just don't be an asshole. Just calm, cool, collected.
Yeah. Because if you want to be, like, if you want to be a bud tender, a really good bud tender is equivalent to a really good waiter, really. Like.
Yeah. Like, really good service. Just really good service.
Personality. Yeah. Service. Execution.
Execution, man. Right? Like, you know, doing everything promptly, knowing your shit.
Yep.
Having a few quips here and there.
Like, don't be like that girl at that one shop where I do a podcast about weed. If you don't think I didn't read the fucking carton of weed that I just smoked, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay? So, like, I went into this one shop and I had headband. Hmm. And I was telling her how good it was. This girl was young. And I just literally left the house after reading the thing because I was like, I want to see what's in this that I like so I can buy another one.
Yeah.
And I told her what I thought of it and she's like, yeah, it's so good. It's this, this, and this. And I'm like, that's not right. Mm. Like, she's telling me what terpenes and stuff were in it. And I'm like, that's not actually in that one. It's this, this, and this. And she's like, nope. And I'm like,
nope.
I'm like, okay. And then the guy that used to deliver to me at the same shop turns and he goes, hey, he does a podcast about weed. He knows. She would not turn around. Like, she was like, nope, I'm dying on this one. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I, sure enough, I get the container and I'm like, yeah, it's not even close. Like, you know, I still got what I asked for, but it was the stubbornness of that employee that, at that shop.
You're wrong, I'm right.
Yeah, at that shop. Sure. Anybody could walk up to me and be like, can I help you? And I'd be like, no, I'm good. You know? Granted, right. I don't need the help anyway. But I expect that if I were to ask you something or say something to you, you'd come back with some knowledge, right?
That's the thing. Like, honestly, when I go into other stores, and, you know, a lot of times, just like, oh, hey, yeah, come on in. And right? Then they just let you float around, and then, like, maybe I'll grab something and they won't look up from the computer. And like it's uncomfortable with somebody like with a certain amount of spatial awareness. Like that's uncomfortable. Yep. But when somebody actually has a bit of personality, you know, you get it the same at like a Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just like, somebody is just a really awesome person with a speakerphone.
Yep.
And, you know, just a bubbly person, you know, yep. just brightening up somebody's day.
Yep.
Like, it can be that, you know? Yep.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of, I'm not just trying to say like bud tenders themselves. Like that goes to say for managers too. Like what you're saying there, that managers goes down to a manager that gets, you know, that understands one, not just the function of the business, but like how and why, mm-hmm. right? But also what function he wants it to have or she versus how it's functioning now, because it's always going to change. You have different, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody that knows how to slot the people in the right way. That's why I always say to like some of our supervisors and stuff, like managing is coaching. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing where to put your best players at the right times.
Yeah.
You know, and like everybody's the best player because everybody, even like you said earlier in the episode, like everybody has their niche. Mm-hmm. So even if they're new, they know something about this thing that they know more of than that because it's new,
yeah.
right? So they've absorbed all this information, whereas you or I will have a wider knowledge and a wider understanding of kind of everything,
yeah,
right? And it's just us knowing, and you especially, knowing where to put who's your center, where mm-hmm. to put them at what time, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just like coaching. You just go, okay, these are the people. These are the skill sets that they have. If we put them together, this is our result.
Yeah. I see your strengths.
Right?
Do this.
Yeah.
Have at her.
It's not about being like, hey, go do this now or go do that now. It's like, if I put these two people together, I know these things will get done.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do on their own.
Yeah.
Right? And if I put these two people, I know these things will get done. You know, and then it all becomes like this nice synergistic.
Yeah, straight up.
You know,
like
situation. It's, and it's, we're there. Like it's pretty well how it's going right now.
Honestly, man, it's just, it's being in, like, we're the business of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not so much in the business of numbers.
Right? Yeah, you don't have to sell the weed, man.
Right?
The weed sells itself. And yeah. And I know what you're saying. Sorry, I totally had a half and a half.
All good. I understand.
But yeah, you're not, it's not about, the money's going to be there.
Yeah.
The money, the numbers and the money's come. Mm-hmm. The attitude keeps the monies and the numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Ever rolling. But like...
Did I understand what you said? Did I just try to answer what you were saying for you? Do
I feel like you're latching onto a tangent and my brain wasn't there yet.
Oh.
So somewhere within that...
I'm just going to keep smoking this THC. It seems to do great work.
I think at some point we were wrapping this up, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it was. That's what I was trying to do. But we went on another tangent. What I was trying to say is that it's not just about bud tenders. It's not about young or old. What it is really about, what it's really about is just wanting to be in the environment you're in. And you don't have to, like, it doesn't have to become your whole life. But when you're there, mm-hmm. make it the thing that you're there for. And try to put all of that good vibe into it. Mm-hmm. Because the good vibe is what the plant is about anyway. So the better the vibe you have when somebody comes in, the better off the whole interaction is going to be.
Yeah.
On both sides of the spectrum.
It goes both ways.
Right?
Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah. And pay attention.
Keep on keeping on.
Right. Exactly. Does this thing still go on? No, you know what? We'll just puff the pipe. I don't need another hit from the thing. Jesus.
THCV. It's pure ADHD.
Dude, it is. Now I know how Nathan feels. Sorry.
Love you, bud.
I do love you. Call me sometime. Come back on here sometime.
Sash.
All right. Those are our thoughts off the stem That's for good. This week. Thank you for joining myself. Thank you, Tyler, for coming. Thank you for joining. Yeah, Tyler's going to be here for a while, so you know what? You guys just settle down.
We do this stuff. We have fun.
You love it.
There's going to be all kinds of crazies.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, your friendly neighborhood potheads. Hope you come back next week on Friday at 4:20. Thoughts Off the Stem on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Pandora, Good Pods, Podchaser. Did I say Podchaser already? YouTube. Beep, beep.
Podracer, Podchaser.
Yeah. Everywhere you get a podcast, really.
Or Podracer.
Subscribe, like, enjoy if you're still here. I don't know. Go to toss420.com for stuff and things.
And things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, Keep your lid low, baby. I have to piss.
I wish I could
so bad right now.
It just hit me. Honestly, same. I just wish you could shake this and another one would just appear.
Right.
If I knew magic. Just a reload, right?
Little one. Lords of this stiff in a neighborhood party.
Right on.